How nerve-wracking was last weekend for you?
Thanks for having me, guys. It was for sure a different situation, something I, you know, obviously never experienced before. And I was, the heartbeat was going, and, I think I held my phone for 2-3 hours straight, just, taking calls and talking to my agent and going back and forth. So, but, I couldn't be happier with the end result, signing in Calgary, and, super excited with, every talk I had with them. It was, their pitch was great, and obviously the contract was, was fantastic, and, too good to pass on and get to play with some Swedish friends.
What was it like, making the call to Vancouver and essentially saying, too late, I've moved on? Is that a difficult one?
It's always tough. I've been there for a long time, and obviously we talked, and, I kind of realized, I knew that, obviously they had a contract, but, shorter than this was, and, me personally felt like I would like the term, and that was it was obviously tough. I got friends and from management down to coaching and players and also people in the city that I've been spending time with the last 5 years or so. But this is part of the business side of hockey, and. I'm excited for a new chapter in my life, and a new city and a new town and a new team.
Berkey.
Hey, Marky, it's Berkey. Congratulations, man.
Thanks, Berkey.
So they signed goalie 1A, and they signed goalie 1B, Chris Tanev.
Yeah, I can agree with you more there. I've been telling guys for years now, when I get asked who the best player I ever played with, I always say Chris Tanev, because he, I play a similar game as like me, just a little bit better skater.
That's quite a thing. He is a really underrated player, and that's quite an addition in Calgary, adding both you guys.
Yes, I'm, already with the team they had, and then, you're looking at their team, and then after the signings, and I'm stoked. I've been playing against them, and it's been tough, and they're always a tough team, and most of the core are still there, and I'm pumped to be part of it.
Stewie,
congrats again on the contract. I just wanted to ask, how was it getting ready for playoff bubble hockey? I'm sure it's difficult, especially for a goaltender, where you usually work with your goaltender coach for 2-3 months, but you're sort of thrown into the spotlight here. So how was that playing playoff bubble hockey?
Clarke was pretty, I went back to Sweden, so I talked to Clarke a lot. As soon as I felt like I got cleared after my injury, I went back home, and I skated a couple times every week, so I trying to keep that going. And with Johan Holmquist, old goalie that I work out with and skate with here in my hometown. So I did that as soon as I get home. And then, with the quarantine, the 2 weeks coming from Sweden back to Canada, me and Clark really, really worked hard on goalie skates and stuff like that. And pushed ourselves to, because it was kind of rushed. You get 2 weeks, and then training camp started, and then the playoffs started. So it was not a lot of time to get ready. It's not like you're coming off a season feeling good about your game. You have to kind of find it real quick, and I feel like our whole team did a good job with that.
Being joined by Jacob Markstrom, netminder for the Calgary Flames. And the money is the money. The term is the term. The no move is always attractive for a player. But was there something else that Brad Treliving, was able to sell you on? I'm always curious, what the tipping point in making a decision like you made over the weekend is. Was there something about Calgary over, your other suitors that that led you to believe that this was the right way to go?
I felt like they really wanted me to play for them, and for me that's something that has been really important for me to I love the game. I love to compete. I love to win. And, you know, if I feel like a team, you know, I felt like they really wanted me to come there. You know, they obviously showed it in the contract too, that they believe in me, you know, for their near future coming up here. And you know, that makes me want to push myself and get better every day. And I think that was a tipping point for me, that, you know, I felt like they were the team that, you know, kind of wanted me the most and really pushed for that.
Berkey.
Jacob, you'll love Calgary. Of all the places I lived, I loved working in Vancouver, but my favorite place to live was Calgary. The people are so nice. And believe me, you can get great deals on housing right now.
I've been looking in a little bit, so that's looking good. But yeah, I've heard nothing but, you know, great things about Calgary and the people there living. And like I said, I got, you know, Lindholm, who's from the same town as me, and Backlund that I play World Juniors with, and you know, Rasmus Anderson, who's a Swede there too. So I always talk to them after I sign, and they're only saying good things about Calgary. So I'm excited to head over there when the season starts, and you know, get to know the town a little bit.
Just remember one thing: the altitude will bother you your first couple of practices, then you'll get used to it. But it's like 2,300 feet high; it's a noticeable difference.
Yeah, that's I don't mind that at all, Berkey.
Stewie.
I saw that you played in my own stomping grounds in Rochester and San Antonio. So you played about, you know, over 100 games in the minors. How did that help, being in the minors and learning how to be a pro? How did that help you become an elite NHL goaltender?
For me, I think it was huge, both, you know, on and off the ice, too. It's such a different game from playing in the Swedish league till on big rink and Swedish hockey, and then play North American. You know, it's a different style of hockey, and you know, for me it took a little longer to get used to, and then also off the ice with training and nutrition and all that stuff. You know, I got lucky enough to, you know, I got traded to Vancouver, and I always say that kind of, you know, helped my career in a big way. Being able to see, you know, the Twins and Edler, and every day how they carry themselves, not only on the ice but in the gym and, you know, off the ice. So that they really helped me, and I always say they are a big reason that I'm here right now.
Will you miss playing against Matthew Tkachuk now that he's a teammate?
No. Absolutely not. No, I remember at the All-Star game in St. Louis, you know, after we played the last game there, and he's just, I see you in the crease. I said, oh, God darn it. So I'm excited to be on the same team as him for sure.
Now, you'll be playing against Elias Pettersson, who is, you know, one of the elites in the NHL. What challenges, from a goaltender's point of view? We talk a lot about Elias Pettersson on the show. From a goalie's point of view, give us the skill set. Why is this guy so dangerous?
Yeah, he can fire the puck hard and quick. And his, you know, is very accurate. And I think, you know, once again, in the All-Star game, I think he was, you know, the third hardest shot, maybe, or the second behind, or the third behind maybe Hedman and Weber, and then it was him. And I think all the guys that were shooting were, you know, 200 plus pounds, and he's he's not that big yet, but his technique, and he's I feel like his flexibility in his back and just his technique is amazing. So you know, that's going to be fun for sure to. You know, play with, you know, I felt like he's taken big step from when he first got to Vancouver. So it's going to be fun and tough for sure. But, you know, hopefully I don't think he scored on me in practice yet in 2 years. So we got to try to keep that going. Don't ask him if he did that.
It'll be our secret here on the show. Berkey, we'll finish up with you. Last question.
Well, two things. Jacob, first off, you'll be part of moving into a new building, which is kind of exciting. That's always a neat thing. And second, talk about the goalie coach. Have you spent much time with Jordan Sigalek? Because I think he's one of the most underrated goalie coaches in the league.
Yeah, like you said, I've heard a lot of great things about him, and you know, his brother is playing here, and then you know, he's friends with you know, Bieksa too, I heard, and you know, I talked to Juice, and he said great things about him, and I've been on the phone with him a couple times, and gonna see how we do when we go forward here. Obviously, it's you know, it's different times right now with COVID, and you know, it'd be nice to just, you know, fly over for you and get to know each other and start skating and kind of get to know each other and see what we want from each other, pretty much, and kind of his mindset and his goaltending coach style and all that. So it's exciting times, and you know, I had a couple talks, and I'm excited. I'm excited to start working with him, and I heard great things, great things about him.
Well, listen, we wish you nothing but success going to a wonderful organization like the Calgary Flames. Thanks so much for stopping by. Enjoy the rest of however long this offseason lasts, and we look forward to seeing you net for the Calgary Flames sooner than later. Thanks so much for this, and congratulations again.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.